Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukou māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, runga te waia kōrero ko George Davis me tēnei kaupapa White Ribbon Aotearoa, nō reira. Ai, me tāru ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe, George.
Tēnā koe.
Ai, nō reira, me timata tāua me wenei o ngā kōrero ko wai koe no hia koe me tō mahi matua.
Ai, ka pai, kua hau te uri o Ngāti Tāhinga, Ngāti Raukawa, te au ki te Tonga, Rangi Tāne, nā te kahonunu oku iwi. Kua hau he tipu aki i te tāne o te Awahau, o Tararoi te Maunga, ko Manawatū te Awa, ko Ngāti Rākau te iwi, ko Mutuiti te Marae, kua hau tēnā.
Ai, ngā mihi atu kia koe, hei whaiwa ki te kōrero kia hau te rangi nei. Appreciate you taking out the time to join us all the way up here in Kaitaia te hiko o te ika to talk about this kaupapa White Ribbon. Can we just quickly start again as a reminder for some of our listeners who might not know what this kaupapa is? What is White Ribbon New Zealand?
So White Ribbon, really simply, is about preventing men's violence towards women. Initially, simply has to ensure our people understand violence and why it's wrong. In a nutshell, that's what it's about.
And awesome. So, yeah, this has been going for a little while, this kaupapa, and we've seen some of our whanaungas on bikes riding around at times at different parts of the year. But we're wanting to talk about today the new drive and focus to prevention strategies for men who struggle with abusive behaviour towards women. What brought this kaupapa to life?
Well, it's really about our vulnerability as tāne. And how we are able to show our emotions, you know. And we have this perception, as we've been brought up, that showing your vulnerability isn't a strength, but actually it is the truest strength in all forms. If you're able to be vulnerable, then you're able to actually be truly honest and truly trust and build relationships within whoever you're communicating with. And so what it really does is it dispels the myth about what masculinity is about for tāne.
And we have seen that throughout the different generations, through our grandfathers, our fathers at different times who have struggled to allow ourselves to be vulnerable and be okay with that. And so are you able to give us a little bit of a kōrero about in what you know has been the most common cause for men to be violent towards women? And how can wahine best tautoko our tāne to, I suppose, better our role models?
Well, it really comes down to, you know, a lot of people think it's about drugs and alcohol or stress and all these other symptoms, but it's actually about the masculinity itself. I think it's really, you know, our ancestors talked about a relationship or control. You can either have a relationship or you can have control, but you cannot have both. And so to be able to sit and really have those honest conversations and really sit there and listen to what's being said is the most important thing in a relationship. So masculinity is about 20 times more likely to predict committing violence than drugs or alcohol. There's demographic factors, of course, but, you know, it is about having this masculinity and healthy one where you can have a respectful relationship. And like I was saying, our tūpuna always talked about you can have a relationship or you can have control, but you can never have both.
Yeah, that is some deep kōrero. And even once we find this out and acknowledge it as a bit to put it into practice, I would believe that this has been going on for a while. But I also understand that there are some new resources available. Can you please share a bit more about the new toolbox and how this can help provide resources for our tāne that may be in need of some extra support?
Yeah, the resource that can help anyone understand how we have a conversation with our mates, you know, with our tāne, even our wahine, and a chance to really change people's attitudes and behaviours. You know, back in Himarara no, it was our wahine and tāne that exerted power. Yin and yang, he rangi nui me papatuanuku. There was always a balance. And dare I say it, you know, as colonisation came, so did this whole perception about patriarchy, and that it was dominated by a male perspective. And so that's not true. That's not true at all. And it's time to dispel that myth and bring it back to, it doesn't matter what gender you are, it's really about respectful relationships. And so that's what the Toolbox is all about. It's if you want to download it, go to www.whiteribbon.org.nz. So I'll just repeat that because I might have been talking too fast. It's www.whiteribbon.org.nz.
Ka pai. And just quickly before we move on, what could we expect from this new tool? We understand that there are resources. Many other social work providers have been providing avenues, but in this particular one, what's at least one thing that we could expect to find once we do log on to that website of yours?
Everybody has the tools, and what it really is about is about people sharing their stories, because it's by life experience that people will learn. So it's really about inspiring people to get out of what we call kahupō. We have a state of kahupō, that blindlessness, that you cannot see anything and you cannot even look at the next day or even the hour beforehand. And so that's what it's really about, is about people, helping people aspire to give confidence for them. I know all of our whānau out there that are doing this mahi, that's what they do. So it is about reinforcing all of those tools that are out there, but also to just that life experience, because you cannot beat it. Some of the stuff is about te kau wairunga. You know, it's about how it resonates with our people. Because up there, right up the top of that, is about spirituality. And after spirituality, you know, in terms of wairua, is maha-maha, you know, emotional. And after maha-maha is also wānanga, philosophical. And then from philosophical is intellectual, our hininaro. And so that's where we really need to get to, is up in that upper jaw. And I'm not saying that the lower jaw is not important, but we need both of them to actually bring that balance, to bring tau, T-A-U.
Ka pai, and you talk a lot about the relationship and about balance, and I suppose that has continued to come out in the rest of your kōrero, the yin, the yang, and that actually for a relationship to work, we're needing everybody, both parties, or not all parties if there's more than one, to be able to have an equal contribution to that relationship. So appreciate all that kōrero. For our whānau up in here in Te Tai Tukero and Te Hiko Tika, you have any final kōrero there, George, for our listeners?
I think the most important thing is that our people, not just our people, but everybody, and we always forget about this, how many times do we actually stand in the mirror each day and look at ourselves and truly, and I truly, deeply love ourselves? When you're sitting there and you're looking at or thinking about, is this all there is, then truly you're not happy. So you need to have a look at what you need to change in your life, and you need to send yourself that vibration of, I love myself, I believe in myself, I'm worthy, I'm worth it, I matter, and I'm important. Those are the most important things, you know, and as by default, we're not even teaching our children this. This is how we build our own resilience in terms of being able to be really honest and truthful of who I am on the inside and on the outside. Because a lot of our whānau, you know, truly, externally, we see them and they're really happy, but internally, they're not. So we need to bring the balance from our inner and outer selves.
And that is an amazing point that you raise right there, that what we continue to live then passes on to our next generations. So if we want to set in a good example, we actually have to understand to love ourselves first, or simply pass on to loving everybody else. Appreciate your time this morning, George, on this kaupapa of White Ribbon. And no doubt that this has much benefits for all our, not only tāne, but then the onset consequences, the positive consequences of that, that it becomes positive for our whānau to our communities, and then to Aotearoa whānui. Nō reira, nei rā, te mea tu kia koe, hei whaiwā ki te kōrero kia haue pāne ki tēnei kaupapa o te White Ribbon in New Zealand. Nō reira, kia koe i tēnei wā, kia matara, kia ora.
Mauri ora.
Ai, ko George Davis tērā me tēnei kaupapa o te White Ribbon New Zealand. Ai, he mea timata kia aukati wene o ngā āhuatanga patu wahine, te kai ora ora I o mātau wahine. Kia tū, hei pouhaka whirinaki mo te whānau katoa. Hei tauira mō mātau tamariki o mātau mokopuna. Nō reire te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikotika, iwa tukou māwhitu irātahi te iarere.